American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 524. Here is the translated text as follows. 492. X. American State Trials. In the proceedings that have unfolded, the defense of the prisoners has been vigorously pursued, appealing to your passions in favor of life in a manner that might be unsettling to your humanity if I were to attempt a similar appeal against life. Numerous observations have been made to present the prisoners in a favorable light and to evoke your compassion. It has been suggested that the life of a soldier is thought to be less valuable among us than the life of a private subject, a claim that is entirely unfounded. Whatever wrath and bitterness may have been expressed by some due to the unfortunate incident, it was no more than would have been said had the perpetrators not been soldiers. Indeed, the very conduct of this trial, the demeanor of the witnesses and spectators and all those involved, should convince anyone that a soldier's life is not undervalued. Rather, soldiers have as fair an opportunity for defense as any other subjects. It has also been pointed out to you that the evidence against the prisoners has been published and distributed to all of you for a considerable time. The supposed disadvantages faced by the prisoners as a result have been highlighted with a fervor that, for my part, I am truly at a loss to understand. The truth of the matter is this. Immediately following the unfortunate homicide, it was naturally considered to be of such significance that it would attract the attention and intervention of Great Britain. As it was known that reports were being prepared and dispatches were about to be sent regarding the matter, it was deemed necessary to gather and send evidence that might otherwise be overlooked, ensuring that our conduct would not suffer from its absence. The copies of these depositions were kept confidential here. Their contents would not have been disclosed had it not been for copies arriving from across the sea. Free from local control, these were reprinted and, for all I know, distributed in some manner before the trial commenced. However, I am genuinely unable to determine whether this unintended or unforeseen event has had any significant impact.